Hi, I'm Fred Kasten. Very nice to have your company for our Jazz Fest 2015 celebration here on Jazz New Orleans tonight. Music from artists appearing at the festival tomorrow through the second weekend all night. Plus, a conversation with the great pianist Monty Alexander. Straight ahead, he'll be bringing his Harlem Kingston Express to the festival on Thursday. Jazz New Orleans is made possible in part thanks to Promenade Fine Fabrics for over 47 years offering European couture fabrics, and now with an expanded selection of Hyman Hendler ribbon, 1520 St. Charles Avenue. And the music lovers at Snug Harbor Jazz Bistro, 626 Frenchman Street. Complete schedule and menu information available at snugjazz.com. Time now for our Jazz New Orleans Player of the Week extended conversation with the great pianist and composer Monty Alexander. Monty Alexander grew up in Kingston, Jamaica, intrigued early on by his family's upright piano.
3 years old, 4 years old, and because there was a piano in the house, and I just gravitated towards this big, large thing sitting in the living room that my mother wanted to deal with. She was trying to take piano lessons. She'd sing in church and such, you know, so the piano was there, an old upright, grand upright piano, and I would start going there and just making sounds, making noises. It's just having like a child playing with a toy, you know. And so the piano was my one of my toys, and I enjoyed going there and creating my own world of imagination through sound. And it wasn't long before I was playing melodies on the piano and then rhythms on the piano, and it wasn't long before I was entertaining the neighbors and the relatives, you know. I'd be called upon to play a tune, and, you know, so people crowd around the piano and say, yeah, Monty, keep playing, you know. And I love the whole experience of making music and having people enjoy it. Yeah.
Did you get some formal lessons to go with your own explorations there?
After about 3-4 years, my mother insisted I go to the piano teacher. I did, and couple of years doing that, and then another piano teacher for a couple of years. And I was a very poor piano student because I didn't like the process. I love music, all kinds of music, but instead of following through with what the teacher wanted me to do, I'd start playing my own music for enjoyment. I'd start playing boogie woogie from an early age, and playing whatever I could, you know, making up songs and playing tunes I heard on the radio. So, in a way, psychologically, I just turned away from studying, and from that point on, I was my own teacher. You know, I just picked it up as I went along.
And New Orleans played a part in Monty Alexander's musical upbringing in a couple of ways. First, with the classic rhythm and blues Alexander heard on Crescent City AM stations, whose signals bounced into Kingston at night.
Listening to all these artists and just enjoying those tunes, you know, Professor Longhair, Clarence Brugman, Henry Roscoe Gordon, all these people just was like, for me, was just big fun. And New Orleans was, to me, it was like Jamaica, you know. There was something about it. I felt very connected. My greatest hero, and I would have to say to this day, I saw Louis Armstrong on stage in Kingston, Jamaica. I was 10 years old. He was my ideal example, you know. And I attended the concert. I shook his hand. My father knew the promoter that brought Satchmo to Jamaica. And I, next day, he gave me a trumpet, and I was trying to play like pop, you know. I really was, you know. He was my impression, you know. I could do. In fact, that saved me in school when the school guys found out I played piano. One of the things I used to do, I'd go into my imitation of pops from them 12, 13 years old, singing High Society. And it saved me from a whole lot of duties that, you know, a new school boy has to deal with, because I was preferred. You know, I started playing that piano, and the other guys would crowd around, and I was giving them a party.
Monty Alexander was soon embraced by the older musicians on the Kingston scene.
In those days, because of my love, the big thing about it, it's not just the music, but that community of the guys, the musicians in Kingston and around the hotels, playing at all the hotels, my main interest was being around those people. that befriended me. I felt like I belonged to this community. Everybody was had such a camaraderie, and when they would get together telling stories, telling jokes, and just being around them was just the high point of anything, you know. And they would have the jam sessions because they all wanted to play jazz, and there were some incredible players, but they, you know, would do work music, you know, playing in the hotels for the tourists. The little calypso bands, I'd go sitting in with the calypso bands with my accordion so I could get from place to place. So I played all the little songs, the folk songs, and then playing with the jazz guys who were the cornerstone of what happened in the recording studios, like late 50s. And I would sneak out of school when I should have been in the class. I'd go through the fence, nobody saw me, get on the bus and go on down 3-4 miles to where the little recording studio was, Federal Studios it was called, and play rhythm on a lot of tracks, like from 1959. And, you know, artists before Bob Marley came to Kingston, and Jimmy Cliff and those, even before them, you know. So I was there with the original guys, some of them who formed a group called the Scatterlights.
When he was 17, Monty Alexander and his mom moved to Miami, where he started making the musical rounds, and pretty quickly
started getting jobs. And played with a little combo around Miami, and I kept busy playing, you know, the night crowd, the hard living night crowd. I'm just 1 year out of Jamaica, and there I am playing where some very fast living people are. You know, it's, I didn't go to music school. I'm in the real school.
Yeah, right. Graduate school directly, right.
Right. And one night, that's when Mr. Sinatra and Jilly Rizzo saw me playing, and that's how I got to New York.
So that was in Miami that...
That's right.
Yeah. And Jilly invited you to come to New York?
That's right. And Sinatra was at the Fontainebleau Hotel, and Jilly was his number one friend, and Jilly's wife actually saw me playing in the bar. And she just came over to me when I got off the piano and said, "Hey, kid, you know, you've seen it in the movies." It was just
That's beautiful, man.
Yeah. Actually, 6 months later, nothing came of that, but 6 months later, I was in Las Vegas. I'm just 18 years old, and I'm playing at a late night spot, the Thunderbird Hotel, and in walked Jilly Rizzo and Frank Sinatra, and they saw me the second time. And that's when I got the airline ticket.
That ticket was to New York City to play at Jilly Rizzo's legendary Midtown Manhattan hang, Jilly's.
I was there, man. I was there, you know, around that crowd of people, being around Mr. Frank Sinatra. He was the heaviest hitter of all, you know. Count Basie's in there with him, and Errol Garner is coming in there to hang out. Miles Davis is at the piano bar. I'm playing the piano. Miles started coming there regularly. I got to know him. Roy Haynes come and play with me, and Ron Carter, Tony Williams, Major Holly, just a slew of players. It was not a jazz club per se where people paid to sit there and give a concert attendance. You know, it was we come to hang out and drink and all that. But I'm playing, and then these other people would come in there, and I'd get to meet the musicians that would accompany me when I was playing, because I always led the group. And that was really the great breeding. That's the best schooling I ever had.
Here is Monty Alexander with a great band he's bringing to Jazz Fest, the Harlem Kingston Express, from their latest CD, The River Rolls On. A tune that topped out at number 25 for the Stylistics back in 1972, People Make the World Go Round. Our Jazz New Orleans Player of the Week, Monty Alexander, with his great band, the Harlem Kingston Express, from their recent CD, The River Rolls On. With the stylistics, people make the world go round. Jazz New Orleans, 89.9, WWNO, WWNO.org, New Orleans Public Radio, celebrating Jazz Fest 2015 tonight, bringing you music by artists who will be appearing at the festival tomorrow through the second weekend. Monty Alexander and the Harlem Kingston Express will be at the fest on Thursday. Jazz New Orleans is made possible in part by Art and Eyes, an eyewear and accessory store with glasses for people who want to wear glasses and accessories for people who want to wear art, 3708 Magazine Street. And Hall Piano Company in Metairie, featuring Steinway & Sons pianos and Steinway Design pianos, including the Boston and Essex brands, appropriate for all levels of pianists. Learn more at hallpiano.com. Still to come, James Rivers, Tony Bennett, Lady Gaga, the classic jazz trio, and right now it's Cecile McLaurin-Salvant checking in on Jazz New Orleans. I didn't know what time it was.
Then I met you.
Oh, what a lovely time it was. How sublime it was too.
I didn't know what day it was you held my hand.
Warm like the month of May it was, and I'll say it was grand.
Grand to be alive, to be young, to be mad, to be yours alone. Grand.
touch, hear your voice, say I'm all your own. I did not know what year it was. Life was no prize. I wanted love, and there it was, shining out of your eyes. I'm wise, and I know what time it is now.
Thank you. but love, baby. That's the only thing I've plenty of, baby. Dream a while, scheme a while, you're sure to find happiness. And I just, all those things you've always pined for. Gee, I'd like to see you looking swell.
That's the only thing I've plenty of, lady. Dream a while, scheme a while, you're sure to find happiness. And I guess all the things you've always pined for. How'd you like to see me looking swell, lady? Worth doesn't sell. Gaga.
Till that lucky day, you know, darling, baby. Well, I can't give you anything.
I don't want just anything.
James Rivers with the Irvin Mayfield Jazz Playhouse All-Stars, Mac the Knife. Tony Bennett and Lady Gaga from their Grammy-winning Cheek to Cheek, I Can't Give You Anything But Love. Jazz New Orleans 89.9 WWNO.org. New Orleans Public Radio, a celebration of Jazz Fest 2015 underway. Hi, I'm Fred Kasten. Very nice to have you here. Playing music by artists who'll be at the festival tomorrow through the second weekend. And that will include still tonight on Jazz New Orleans, Marsha Ball, Taj Mahal, Cassandra Wilson, and right now the Reverb Brass Band. I'm walking. Taj Mahal, Horace Silver, Senior Blues, and Marcia Ball from her Blue House CD with Muddy Waters' Red Beans. Jazz New Orleans, 89.9 WWNO, WWNO.org, New Orleans Public Radio. I'm Fred Caston, and very nice to have you along for our celebration of Jazz Fest 2015, playing music by artists who'll be at the festival tomorrow through the second weekend, including up next, great work from Cassandra Wilson and her Coming Forth by Day tribute to Billie Holiday, Don't Explain. Classic jazz trio featuring Tommy Sangton, Tom Fisher, and John Rankin, George Lewis's Burgundy Street Blues. On Jazz New Orleans, 89.9 WWNO New Orleans, 90.5 KTLN Thibodaux Homa, WWNO.org, New Orleans Public Radio. I'm Fred Caston. Great to have you here for our Jazz Fest celebration and preview tonight. One more coming up next Friday night on Jazz New Orleans. Stay with us for Christian McBride and Jazz Night in America.